This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of students start moving into CU Boulder dormitories today through Friday. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The university is expecting 1,200 students today. Spokesperson Scott Pribble says all students must check in with proof of a negative COVID-19 test from within the past 5 days.
If they don't have the results yet from their test, or if they haven't taken the test, then we can provide a test for them at that point.
Students can only bring two family members, with one guest allowed in the residence at a time. Students and staff must submit a daily health form each day they are on campus. It determines whether they have the potential to have COVID-19. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Colorado Department of Higher Education says it will match $7.5 million in scholarships for higher ed. The funding was approved in 2014 as part of a larger state initiative to build a statewide scholarship network. To date, the program has awarded over $36 million. Universities, local, county, or city governments, and workforce development programs are eligible to apply for grants. Western Colorado has the state's first confirmed human case of West Nile virus this year. It was reported in Delta County last week. 122 people got West Nile in Colorado last year. The virus is typically spread by mosquitoes. Wildfires are burning in several spots around Colorado. You'll find the latest on those fires at CPR.org. Weather conditions are still pretty bad for fighting those fires. It's hot and dry today and through most of the week. Temperatures not letting up. 95 in Denver this afternoon. This is CPR News.